Yerushalmi Shavis, Parak Aleph Alacha Dalet. The previous missionaries had told us that if someone has a state ilan, they are not allowed to plow that state ilan, a field of trees, before Shemitah. They have to stop plowing from Shavuos beforehand. And that they're allowed to go even all the way till Shavuos is only if it's a state ilan, which meets certain qualifications. Otherwise, they have to stop even before Shavuos. Even from Pesach time. So the mission says, the state ilan has to have at least three trees. What happens if these three trees belong to three different people? They are mitzarif. It can be joined together to be called a state ilan, and you can plow the whole beisa. One of the cools of a state ilan is that you get to plow the whole field and not just around the trees. How much space is there allowed to be between the trees? They should still qualify as a state ilan. What's the minimum space between them? Rav Shimon says, the space is so that the cattle should be able to pass through with their caleb, with their plowing equipment, should be able to pass through. In other words, that it's possible to plow in between them. If they're too close, that they can't plow in between them, which is actually the space is four amas. If there's not that much space between the trees, then does not count as two separate trees towards having three trees. Now the Rishonim says, Tani Rabchia says, Ilanus Shalom Echad V'Karka Shalom Echad. If you have trees that belong to one person and the land belongs to another person, so we have our three trees, but the person who owns the trees doesn't own the land. Mitzarfin, you could be mitzarf them. So we don't have to have that the same person owns the land and owns the trees. I'm saying I'm plowing my land for my trees. Even if the same person, one person owns the land and one person owns the trees, you get, it can be considered a state ilan, and you can plow the whole space, or the whole, a base of 50 amas by 50 amas space. Rabbeisa said, the Girsa is a little different than what it says here in the Yerushalmi. The Girsa is supposed to be Afanan Tininan, the Tony Rabchia. What you're saying, what Rabchia is making the statement, that the special din, we already have this in the Mishnah. Afanan Amitina, we have already had in the Mishnah what you're saying, the Tanya Rabchia Rabba, what you're saying for Rabchia Rabba. Rabchia Rabba and Rabchia is the same person. Two different names of the same person. So it's sort of like a question. Why does Rabchia Rabba have to say this statement? We have it in the Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, which is Shalashi Lamas, Shalashi Anashim, Harayelim Starfim. Our mission says that if you have three lunas that belong to three people, you could plow the whole field. So that is to say, if you have three trees belong to three different people, that means that the trees and the land don't belong to the same person, because even the trees don't belong to the same person. So the land obviously doesn't belong to the same people, to the person who owns tree number one doesn't own all the land. The land is belong to some, at least to person number B and number C. So the fact that the mission says you're allowed to plow the field, it's considered a state ilan, even though it belongs to three different people, is really the same thing that Rabchia said, or Rabchia Rabba said. So it's sort of like a question, it's like, why did Rabchia have to say this din? It's really that din is the same thing that he's saying, is the same thing as what's said in the Mishnah. In fact, it's true, but it's not necessary to say it. Those last three words that it says in the Mishnah, Ad Rosh Hashanah, is a mistake. It's really words from the next Mishnah that are here mistakenly. So that's the Gemara had that question and answer.